It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 24-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she joins me right now. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You told me earlier today as we were talking, don't get caught in the renter's trap. What do you mean by that?
You know, according to Zillow, when they look at the national rental inventory, which is extremely low right now across the country in comparison to the home sales inventory, what they're reporting, Steve, is that nationally, renters signing a lease at the end of the second quarter are paying about close to 30% of their income towards rent.
Okay.
Versus home buyers at the end of the second quarter, they're paying about 15% of their income towards a mortgage.
So are you saying basically that it's more expensive to rent now than it is to own?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So if there's any way you can afford to purchase a home, that's the better way to go.
Haven't we really seen that come full circle? Because I remember years and years and years ago, as home prices appreciated before they kind of burst, we were saying that it was more expensive to own a home and it was cheaper to rent.
That's right. As a matter of fact, you know, renters pay more than the average 24.9% that was paid in the pre-bubble period, while buyers actually paid far less than 22.1% of the share homeowners devoted to their mortgages in the pre-bubble days.
Okay, so it wasn't that much cheaper then, it doesn't sound like, to rent versus own. But today, there is a marked difference if you're saying that only 15% of income versus what, 20?
Oh, close to 30%.
30%, yeah. So if you can afford it, it makes a lot of sense to start looking at buying a house.
That's basically the bottom line. People just don't realize how expensive rent has gotten in recent times.
Yeah, so what is it like to get, you know, for a millennial, someone, let's say, no older than 35 who wants to buy a home, you know, what kind of mortgage can they get if they don't really have a big down payment?
You know, you can get a loan as little as 3% and 5%. The FHA is a great way to go, and they're becoming more liberal in their lending standards. So it's not as difficult as it was, you know, just a couple of years ago. So, you know, if you're unsure, absolutely talk to a mortgage person to see, you know, where you stand in that process.
Yeah, I agree.
You might be surprised.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a new trend going on, and basically many high-end buyers are really considering fractional ownership. That reminds me of the old timeshare resort kind of thing, this fractional ownership. Is that the same?
You know, it is, but it's not. Unlike timeshares, fractional ownership divides ownership among fewer people, allowing each owner to stay in the unit for like 3 to 4 weeks per year instead of a timeshare, which is 1 to 2 weeks. And also with these fractional ownerships, Steve, you often have access to concierge-level services, options to stay at luxury properties in different locations. And a lot of these companies that are doing this type of, you know, property, it's Timbers Resort, Four Seasons, Fairmont, Ritz-Carlton. These are just some of the companies that are offering fractional ownerships.
So if you like to vacation in different places and you want to have multiple second homes, here's a way to do that with a fractional interest so the cost would be much less.
That's right. To give you an example, through Timbers Resort, for instance, you can pay anywhere from $310,000 for one-tenth of a two-bedroom cottage in Naples to up to $850,000 for one-twelfth of a farmhouse in Tuscany.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Something to consider if this is something that's...
Yeah. So we're really talking about high-end buyers, but, you know, as the stock market improves, people are going to have more money to reinvest, and maybe they're thinking about getting a second home, which does bring, and I'm not going to ask you this question, but it does bring up the point that I wonder how sellable these fractional ownerships will be in the future, whether this is something that will actually be able to appreciate in value over time. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yep. Time will tell.
I know timeshares didn't.
Yep.
So,
I know.
You also made available some news to those listening in South Florida, and this is like the most obvious statement I've ever heard. It's cheaper to live in Florida than the Northeast, like duh, but basically we can measure that. Tell us about
that. Well, a study by the Tax Foundation showed that $100 in Florida buys you $101.21 worth of goods based on the national average, whereas in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Maine, they would stretch the dollars further. But in New York, $100 would only buy you $86.66 of goods.
So now we've been able to quantify what we kind of all knew.
Correct.
But when we say the North, there are states that are even better than Florida. You mentioned Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Maine stretch the dollar further. But New York, went from what $100 buys down to about $87.
Now, you know where the best place to live is?
Let me guess. On the west coast of Florida, somewhere, Clearwater or something?
No, in the nation, Mississippi.
What?
So for $100,
yeah,
you can get $116 worth of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but with all due respect to those people from that area, you know, maybe it's stuff you don't want.
Don't know.
No, I don't know. Okay, so is Florida still a top destination for retiring baby boomers, though?
It is. They broke it down by areas. In the southwest part of Florida, that's where you'll find the older number of adults. In Florida, the four counties that made the top 100 list of baby boomers that are moving to the area would be Charlotte County, that's the Punta Gorda area, Citrus County, gosh, I don't even know how to pronounce this city, Homosassa Springs,
yes.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Lee County, which is the Cape Coral, Fort Myers area, and then Lake County, which is the Okeechobee, Orlando, Kissimmee area.
Yeah, yeah. So Central Florida, basically. I don't know where Punta Gorda is, so.
That's on the West Coast.
Okay, and the other on the West Coast was Fort Myers and Cape Coral, and then the rest were Central Florida around Orlando and so on. So that's where the baby boomers are moving, probably because it's very economical to live in those places.
Absolutely. And a lot of the baby boomers' parents moved there, so they're just following after their parents.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Terry Story. This has been our Real Estate Roundup segment where we get together every single week. Terry is a 24-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.